Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big challenge, obviously. He's been doing it for a really long time, super smart. I'm sure if you guys watch, you see the stuff he does, being able to sit down in zones and everything, and there's still things that he got that we can improve on, so just being able to try to limit him and that offense as much as we can.
Cole Bishop's one of these guys that, like, he's just very sticks to the plan and the script of what you're supposed to say to the media, right? He doesn't really give you much. It's great, though. Love to see him ascending and playing the way he is, and got with him yesterday at the post-game interview as well on the radio and on the Buffalo Bills radio network. And we're going to start right now this hour with my extra point from the sidelines. It's a deeper look at something that happened in the game. And it is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And it's that. See, so here's how it works. At the end of the game, when the Bills win, I have an opportunity to, you know, interview a player on the field before they head to the locker room. And kind of work it out with Bill's PR, who's going over to CBS, who's doing this or that. And I said, I want Cole Bishop. Like, oh yeah, absolutely, let's do that. So I'm watching Cole, and I'm standing right at the goal line at the end of the game, knowing this is the last play. I mean, if it's a Hail Mary and it's complete, you know, then maybe it's not the last play. But I'm standing right there, I'm watching, I'm knowing I'm going to go get Cole Bishop, hopefully after this ball falls harmlessly to the earth. That happened. So I run out of the field to grab Cole and be like, hey, post-game radio interview, you ready? As I'm walking out there to get to Cole Bishop, I see Jordan Poyer go right over to him, and they just shared this really cool, long embrace. And I just think it's a really good testament to what Jordan Poyer has meant to Cole Bishop. And this is a really big key part of it, how Jordan Poyer is accepting that role. Jordan Poyer is accepting that role to be the mentor. The Bills got laughed at for signing Jordan Poyer to the practice squad at the beginning of the season. Laughed at. And I understand why. Oh my God, can we stop bringing all these guys back? Micah, Jordan Poyer, Jordan Phillips, Jordan Poyer, Gabe Davis. Stop it. What's he going to do? If he wants to be a coach, let him be a coach. Right? All the things you heard. The Bills got laughed at, completely panned, okay? Jordan Poyer is not the same player he used to be. No doubt. But what Jordan Poyer is someone who understands why it's important to have people like him doing this on a professional football team. And one of the first things he said when he signed in Buffalo was that he had a conversation with Micah about this and said, Micah said, you're going to eat some humble pie. You're not going to be the guy you were. And that's going to be tough to deal with. You're going to be on scout team. Practice squad. That's tough. And Jordan said, I don't care. I want to help. I want to be here and help. And I just think it speaks volumes about a guy like that to do that. And you know what? There's going to be a time this year where Jordan Poyer is going to get beat athletically on a play, and we're going to go, ooh. In fact, it happened yesterday. There was a play early in the game. Early in the game, maybe the Chiefs' second drive. There's a cross over the middle, and it's Jordan Poyer who's matched up on someone. I'm like, eh, that's Rashee Rice. I think it was. I'm like, eh, not good, right? You don't want to see that. I get it. I'm not telling you Jordan Poyer needs to play 100% of the snaps. He doesn't. But there is a direct correlation of the ascension of Cole Bishop and the development of Cole Bishop with having Jordan Poyer next to him. And not just in the games. It's also on the practice field, in the meeting rooms. The things that people laughed at the Bills for doing. Who said, we need this guy to help this other guy. Because he's going to see things and be next to him. It's not a coach. The coach and a player are totally different. A veteran player and how he can help another player when they're watching film and going over a game plan is totally different than a coach actually teaching technique and taking the time to do that. Coaches are coaches. Players are players. Jordan's not a coach. He's a player. But what I saw yesterday at the end of that game, when I saw Jordan Poyer embrace Cole Bishop the way that they embraced each other at the end of that game, that spoke volumes to me about what he has meant and what they mean to each other and how they've accepted that relationship. And I think it's cool. 803-0550 is the number to call. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday on WGR, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Let's go to Neil in North Carolina. Hi, Neil. You're on WGR.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sal.
You got it.
Totally agree with you on Poyer, and you're absolutely seeing it in the way he's in the way what's his name is playing.
Yeah, Bishop.
I mean,
yeah.
Bishop, awesome. I was watching Kyle Brandt this morning, and he said the biggest change he sees in their defense is Bosa, and he showed the replays from the game yesterday, and he looked like he was possessed. He actually said he looked like he was in his third year with the Chargers. He looked phenomenal yesterday. Yeah. It was really nice to see that. Nice to see the way they played defense in the secondary covering. Hairston played great as well. It was a great win to see. I am actually going to Miami for the first time. I've never been to a Bills game in Miami this Sunday. Really, really looking forward to it and hoping they do a number and a half on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get to say hi to you.
All right, I love it, Neil. Thank you. I appreciate that. I hope we can as well. On your point and what you said, I want to give you something on Joey Bosa, too. After the game, in the locker room, we go and meet Joey Bosa at his locker. Hey, you know, ask him questions about the game. In a two-minute span, I could play the audio for you. I won't, but I'll just tell you. In a two-minute span, Joey Bosa said the following things. Just couldn't be happier right now. Yeah, just happy. Feel reinvigorated here. So happy to be here. I'm just super happy and just super happy. I think Joey Bosa's happy. The Bills have had quite a few injuries this year, and they've taken a lot of shots for their training staff or conditioning or whatever because of certain injuries. I think we also have to recognize the training staff and Joey Bosa have done a great job to keep him healthy, and they need to keep doing that because they are now really dipping even more into their depth on the defensive front without Ed Oliver, without Michael Hoyt, to you know, interior and exterior with Hoyt pass rushers. They got to keep Joey Bosa healthy. So far, so good. Knock on wood, that continues. Let's go to James in Florida. Hi, James.
Hey, Sal. How are you? Good morning.
Yep, good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to play off the Poe and Bishop. It seems like he's the Karate Kid and Poe's the Mr. Miyagi to the whole situation, but I wanted to remind people that fullbacks are people too, and I feel like Reggie just had a great game giving holes to Cook, and thanks for taking my call.
I gave him an arrow up, buddy. I gave him an arrow up. I appreciate that because he deserved one. You're right about that. Reggie Gilliam was a game changer yesterday. Reggie Gilliam coming right at you through a hole on ISO. What's ISO mean? You're isolated, one-on-one. Reggie Gilliam going through a hole on ISO, bam. Now, it's not necessarily ISO. Back in the day, I-formation ISO is basically fullback runs right at you. We ISO the linebacker. You hit him, and then the running back takes off the block, right? Nowadays, it's a little different. You have all these different concepts, but that's essentially the same thing. You're taking the fullback, you're running him into the hole, and you're hitting somebody. And Reggie Gilliam's doing that. He was great yesterday. I agree. I gave him an arrow up. 803-0550. Arrow up, arrow down, WGR550.com. Tom in North Tonawanda. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Sal. So that caller there just took half of what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
You know how much I love Reggie, and you know that, and he was outstanding. So I'll go and talk about another guy that stepped in yesterday, and he's done this before and filled in, and that was Cam Lewis. You know, he comes in, the reserve at nickel corner, and he kind of play. Of course, we know he plays safety as well, and I thought he had an excellent game. He always seems, whenever he does have to come in and fill in for Taron Johnson, he does his role, and he's great. And you know, I know he's a free agent at the end of the day. I'm worried the Bills are – somebody's going to see that and snag him. But I thought, you know, it was kind of a seamless transition out there, and he really didn't.
You said Cam will be a free agent? Is that what you said?
I think
but here's the thing. He's a free agent every year, and he comes back to the Bills, right?
I know.
I mean, like, Cam Lewis is never going to break the bank in free agency. He is what he is. He's a more of a, like a over the minimum, but like a guy who's like, he's going to make a more of a minimum type of salary. And if a team wants him to be their starting nickel and pay him a good hefty salary, then good for him. That's great. I mean, I think he's been in Buffalo 8 years. He went to UB, obviously. I wouldn't worry too much about that. I agree with your larger point, though. And Tom, you know, I've been on the Cam Lewis bandwagon and train since he arrived in Buffalo after year one on the practice squad.
Yeah, you know, and it's just good to see. It was basically kind of one of those, oh, you didn't hear his name for doing anything bad, and that's what you want from the depth guys like that come in, and he had good coverage, made some nice plays out there, and it was good to see. You know, they have that type of depth where somebody as available as Taron Johnson goes down, and it was kind of a seamless transition. It was great to see.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. By the way, I am out of your loser pool.
Yeah, well, so is everybody else but four people. So
I took the Vikings, and I could not believe it. I'm like, come on. And yeah, the Vikings won. There's a loser pool, so everybody knows. Paul Hamilton as well. Are you out too, Owen? You're raising your hand. Are you out of the loser pool? Did you go into the loser pool?
I'm not. Oh. I'm not in those, but I was in. I'm in a different loser pool that I also lost on Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. So there you go,
so
Tom.
So I hear
Carolina.
You.
How does Carolina win in Green Bay?
I know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, hey, it's the NFL, Tom. That's why. You know that, right, buddy?
I know.
All right,
Tom.
Yeah, good to see you. Good to see you yesterday. I appreciate that. All right. Dave in Buffalo. What's up, Dave?
Hi. Hey, Sal, how's it going? I just had a quick point. I'll take the win. It was a great game yesterday. But Mahomes played arguably the worst game of his career and still, at the end of the game, had a chance to go down the field and tie it. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you tell me your thoughts on that. Why do you think that is? What's the point you're making?
The Bills need to go out. I think offensively they still struggle. Like, the passing game did well yesterday, which scares me to think that they don't want to go and trade for a wide receiver.
I mean, they threw for 260 yards. They ran for 140. I don't think their offense struggled. They had 400 yards of offense.
I don't think they struggled, but I think because they did well, it's going to push the Bills away from trying to trade for a wide receiver, and that scares me.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, that's just pure speculation, and I have no idea. And I mean, yes, you're right. They still had a chance to win. It's football. It's a one-score game. I mean, it's two really good teams, right? So, yes, he played the worst game of his career, and they still had a chance because the Bills made a couple mistakes. If the field goal goes in, they don't even have that chance. And we can debate if the Bills should have punted or kicked a field goal. That's a fine debate. I have no problem with that. But if the field goal goes in, it's a 10-point game, and you're not even thinking about that, and that's not even a phone call. Let's go to Patrick in Las Vegas. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Sal. Two things. A, the pass rush was dynamite last night,
yep.
Not just because of how often it got to Mahomes, but we kept our lanes. We did not over-pursue on Mahomes and allow him to get out and run for those 10, 15, 20-yard gains that he seems to do every time against Buffalo. And the second thing I want to say, as far as the trade deadline, we're not going to face teams that have a running back room as bad as Kansas City's did yesterday. And I would still say you've got to go defensive tackle, defensive lineman, something on the defensive side, because the win was nice against Kansas City. Don't get me wrong, and Mahomes can beat you by himself. But we were playing a team that was kind of they were being dealt to from the bottom of the deck in the running back room, and we're not always going to see that. I just want to make sure that we don't get lulled into a sense of security that our defense is phenomenal because we did this to Mahomes in Kansas City. we play Kansas City again. If they have Pacheco back in there, it's probably going to be a different game. And we have
Maybe. I mean, he hasn't done much this year. I don't think they're a strong running team. I think they actually might have helped them to go to a power run game yesterday with Kareem Hunt. But look, I think the larger point, though, Patrick, is, you know, I've never seen the Bills do that. Say, well, we're fine now, so everything's good. Every game's different. Every week's different. They prepare for every opponent different. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I agree. We get caught in being prisoners of the moment sometimes,
yes.
And we take what happens recently as a sign
100%.
Of what's going to happen in the future. And
no, that's right.
Just say, watch out. That's
yeah, yeah, that's it. Hey, I get it, and I think you know, it's ever evolving, right? But no, you're right. The teams are different, and you're right, and they're going to be different when they play again, if they play again. But yesterday, the win by the Bills, the loss by the Chiefs. Right now, the Chiefs are on the outside looking in, folks, in the AFC. They're in the 8th seed out of 7. I still think they'll make the playoffs. They could still win their division. I mean, in 2 weeks, they play the Denver Broncos, and that's massive for them. They still have the Chargers on the schedule. We'll take a look around the league ourselves in just a little while. Robbie. Robbie, another one from North Carolina. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Sal, I've been watching you and listening to you for longer than you've been on GR, man. Love where you've gone in your career.
Well, I love being here, and I love that you said that. Thank you.
So, hey, real quick, thoughts and prayers out to my boy Jake. He needs it. But anyway, feel like we let off the gas there, man. And I love what we saw yesterday. You know, that looked so good. But I feel like there was a moment we could have finished it. We let off the gas, whether it was Brady getting way too conservative or maybe some demons coming out, you know, with the stupid commenters, you know, on stupid announcers on TV saying 13 seconds and stuff.
Oh, jeez. Were they talking about it? Were they talking about it?
They said it on air. They said it on air.
Well, I guess they got to do that, though, you know?
They don't have a choice, you know? Yeah. But anyway, with all that said, though, I mean, it's not like we're not thinking it in the back of our heads. We can't help it. I'll shut up and I'll hang up and listen, but what do you think, man?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's an argument to be made. I think you're caught in between how do you close this game out? You got to do it the best way, the right way. And sometimes you could be a little more aggressive and then it doesn't work out. You're leaving more time on the clock. You're a little more conservative. It doesn't work out. It's less time, but you didn't get that first down. I think a big debate is what happened at the end with field goal versus punt. And that could go either way. I didn't mind kicking the field goal. Matt Prater's been excellent this year. It's in his range, and it was in his range. He hit the upright. If it goes in, it's a 10-point game at the end, and nobody's even thinking about it. But I would say this. This game probably was a little closer at the end than the stats showed, but that's just football, and you know that those things happen, right? I mean, a play here, a play there can just keep you in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Do we double down now with Hoyt out, or what do you think?
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be tough to go out and get a receiver, a defensive lineman. I think whatever what they need to do, though, is find somebody to help in the interior pass rush. And I don't know if that's in-house because Javon Solomon has actually played that role. And you can tell me all you want, well, Javon Solomon's not good enough. But I don't know what else is out there and available that you're going to go out there, give up an asset, and be able to pay somebody's contract. The salary cap matters here, folks. They do not have room enough to go out and just make swings and make these trades. They're going to have to get creative in some way, and I don't know what that way is, but Tuesday at 4 p.m. is the deadline. Good phone call. Alex is up next. Alex in Rockland. What's up, Alex?
Good morning, guys. Happy Bill Victory Monday. Big win last night. I really want the fans to enjoy it. You know, these wins are not easy to come by. On paper, I thought we were going to lose. No Ed Oliver. No Shaq Thompson, and I really felt that we were going to get carved up with their speed. But I have to give Bean credit. Bean's been taking a punch, as we know, on this radio station as well as fans across the world regarding Kincaid, regarding Hairston, regarding all these question marks. And yesterday, I think that was Bean's best game, looking at the depth that we have on defense. And it sucks to lose Hoyt, but that was Bean getting us Hoyt. It sucks to lose Oliver, but I do feel that we are at a critical point, that the Chiefs were the best opponent for us. We are blessed that the Chiefs played us, and we played the way that we did the day, 2 days before the trade deadline. Now I want to go all in, give up as many firsts as we need, give up a second. Doesn't matter. It's all about now, because we've just extended almost half our guys on defense, and we're capped. We're strapped. We don't have a lot of choices, so I feel like we have to give up those draft picks. I am totally okay with that. Our trust in Bean, my trust in Bean, has skyrocketed. Look at Cole Bishop yesterday. He was a freakish athlete. Hairston keeping up with Worthy. Hoyt, Bosa, all those players, those are Bean's guys that he put on his roster. So we have to take a step back and respect and tip our hat to Brandon Bean, because this team, for a second, I wish we had Oliver yesterday, because then it would have been complete to see what this team could have looked like the way Bean had constructed this roster to be.
So yeah, yeah.
I'm really curious on what we're going to do going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting, Alex. It's interesting because I've had a couple phone calls, and I agree more with you what you're saying, which is I think this would allow them and help them to lean more into let's go get somebody, not take the approach of, hey, we're just fine here. Look what we did with the roster we have. And we've had those phone calls and we've had people say that today. And I think it's more like you say, which is, okay, this is a good, like there, it's right there again. Everything you want is still right in front of you. Now, how do you do it? Maybe you go out there and make a deal, but man, it is just going to be tough. Just telling you folks, it's going to be tough. I don't know what they can do. Thanks, Alex. Good call. Steven in Florida. Hi, Steven.
Hey, happy Victory Monday, Sal.
You too.
Good to talk to you.
Okay.
So here's my take on this game. First of all, a little bit bittersweet because just like last week, this is a very costly win. Last week it was Oliver, this week Hoyt. I'm very sad to see that happened. But here's the thing. My perspective on this game was that this was the most balanced Bills performance I've seen since last season, because on both sides of the ball, you know, Joe Marino on the Bills squad show with Jeremy and Jerry, he said what the Bills are going to have to do is establish play action. That's exactly what they did on offense. They ran the ball well. Josh was in MVP form. Kincaid, you know, all the guys on offense, the line, they were great. And then on defense, they did what they knew they had to do, which was get Mahomes out of his game, rattle his cage, put pressure on him. And I had told friends of mine, I predicted that Maxwell Harrison was going to pick off Mahomes in this game, and they were going to sack him at least 2 to 3 times. So this is a great win for the Bills, and nobody can say anymore, well, the Bills haven't beaten a good team. They just did it yesterday. And I think they're going to find a way, even with what's happened with the defense now, with the injuries, where they're going to be able to come up with enough to continue on in the win streak and go on to the playoffs and ultimately to the Super Bowl. So go Bills.
Okay, thanks a lot, Steven. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, going to look around the NFL, what happened in week number 9. We'll take more of your phone calls. We do have a little bit of time left to do that at 803-0550 if you'd like. We can always get connected with you on social media, at Sal Sports as well. And, of course, getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Sit up, stand down, hey buddy, a look around the league. Next, on the way, on WGR. Oh, man. Having some fun on social today, because I'll just tell you, and then you can go back and check it out. But so I tweeted I told you earlier, there's a great video of the hit on Patrick Mahomes by AJ Epinesa. Dan Fates from Wham in Rochester on the sidelines with the camera got a great look of it. It's a really great video. And I quote tweeted it, and what I said was, here's a look at the hit. Every football fan was looking for a yellow flag, not because it was a penalty, but just because. And oh my gosh. Chiefs fans have found this. Chiefs fans have found this tweet, and they think, oh, just because Josh Allen gets more calls than Patrick Mahomes. That's the responses from Chiefs fans. It's hilarious. There you go, Bills fans. Check it out. Go see my tweet at Sal Sports. The tweet of the quote tweet of Dan Fates' video. And the responses from Chiefs fans. Actually, I wasn't even referring it to it that way. It's more because just generally in quarterbacks. But yes, we know with Mahomes. But just generally, quarterbacks, they get calls like that, right? But yeah, this quarterback. And I do think even Josh, like Josh does get calls like that. I didn't even really mean it like that, although kind of, sort of. I really meant it just more in general as quarterbacks. But Chiefs fans have found this tweet and they're mad. They're big mad. And you can go. You can go debate it if you want with them. It's funny. Greg is in Cleveland. Hi, Greg. What's going on? You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Doing great. Always enjoy the show, and it's always nice on a Victory Monday.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I was thinking, you know, sometimes, like that New England game, at the end of the game, you go, well, you know, New England won, and that's, I guess, the bottom line. But now the Bills, you know, the turnovers, lost the turnover battle, and where the turnovers happened, right? You know, could have been a field goal here, gave up a touchdown there. This was a game that no matter, even if, and God forbid, Kansas City would have had that Hail Mary, came away and said, Buffalo, and then they said it didn't dominate them, but boy, they handled them top, bottom, left, and right. And that was really, really good to see. So I'm kind of hoping they build on that. Obviously, the Michael Hoyt thing is really tough, but, you know, hopefully they've got that energy back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And looking forward to seeing the rest of this season, you know, play out.
Yeah, you got it. All around big victory for the Buffalo Bills yesterday, for sure. And really good victory, solid victory. Both sides of the ball. You know, special teams a little lacking yesterday. I thought that they didn't have their best day. They gave a big kick return. They missed a field goal. You need a little bit more from there. Wisnowski was good with two punts out of three inside the 20. That's good, right? It wasn't like they were bad. I'm just saying, like, if you want to pick something apart, what do you got? You got the... I generally find this, though. It's this. This is a pet peeve of mine. This is happening today again, okay? Which is, I know that when the Bills win, not everything is great. Like, there's still things that you could say, you can improve here, improve there. There's this thing that they did wrong. There's that thing. That's what happens. Just like when they lose, not everything is terrible. There's this they did well. And that's the way it goes all the time, okay? But man, some of you, when I say this, some, not a lot, I don't know, what's the percentage? Some of you, it just seems like you intentionally have to find the things that you're mad about. I don't know. That's just not a way for me to live. I can't do it. How do you live like that on a daily basis? The Bills just beat the Chiefs. They gave Patrick Mahomes his worst day statistically ever. Josh Allen had one of his best days statistically ever, franchise record at least, completion percentage. They ran for 140, threw for 260, had 400 yards of offense. They beat the Chiefs in their house, 28-21. They're in control the whole game. And the immediate reaction from some of this fan base is, but let me tell you why I hated the timeouts. The immediate reaction from some of the fan base is, I can't believe they kicked that field goal at the end. Dude. Like, that is just a weird way for... I just think it's a weird way to live. I just do. I'm sorry. It's not saying that everything's perfect. Yes, those are debatable things, and we could tell you... I could tell you, this didn't go right, and that was a bad call, and maybe Sean McDermott used a bad timeout here. It's all good. It's all fair. But it's sports. Enjoy when your team wins, especially a big victory. I just think it's... If you try to do that, just try it. If you're one of these people I'm talking about, just try it the other way for a minute. Maybe it'll really just help you brighten your week a little bit. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's wild. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. I just quote tweeted the Honey Badger, not the real one, who's the Honey Badger? Now I can't think of his name.
Matthew, right?
Tyron Matthew, thank you. Yeah. This person online, thank you. Thank you, Owen. This person online goes by Honey Badger Cards. And he said, just because Josh Allen gets more roughing calls than Mahomes, is that just because? It's so funny. Like, no, actually, I actually meant because they overprotect QBs, but glad to see Chiefs fans found the tweet. It's funny. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get to what happened week number 9 in the National Football League. It started on Thursday night. The Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. Ravens now 3-5. Dolphins cleaning house. They fire Chris Greer, their GM, after the game. And then today, this morning, they trade edge rusher Jalen Phillips to the Philadelphia Eagles, who is going to be playing for the Dolphins when the Bills play them on Sunday. Maybe Owen Parker. And Dan Dale, I have no idea because I don't know who's going to be left on that roster by the time that they're done. I mean, hey, they have to do it, though. They really do. And honestly, like, they're in no man's land right now, the Dolphins. They got to figure out their QB. But either way, Ravens 3-5, Dolphins 2-7. The Cincinnati Bengals defense is so, so bad. It is so, so bad. They gave up 576 yards of offense to the Chicago Bears, and a running back that no one heard of before this week until he had to start on fantasy, and everyone was picking him up, and it worked out for you. Menange. Is that how you say his last name? Menange, right? 47 points for the Bears, 42 for the Bengals. The Bengals come to Buffalo the first weekend of December. I mean, you're like, can you put a 50 burger on him? You're thinking. That is... Their defense is so bad, and yet their offense is so good. It really is. Joe Flacco threw for 4 more touchdowns and 470 yards. Can you imagine that? This dude is like, he's throwing the ball all over the place. All these touchdowns. They have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins putting up numbers after numbers, and they just cannot, they can't stop anybody. Bengals fall to 3-6. Bears go to 5-3 in a very competitive NFC North, and that's a big reason because the Vikings with a huge upset over the Lions, 27-24, and the Vikings improved to 4-4. They're suddenly back in this thing. Lions now 5-3. How about J.J. McCarthy, 143 yards and 2 touchdowns? Solid performance, not great. Okay, did enough. Jared Goff, 284 and 2 touchdowns for the Detroit Lions, who fall to 5-3. Also in the NFC North, the Packers lose to the Panthers. Hey, maybe that win by the Bills over the Panthers was pretty darn good. I would say it this way. It's not Andy Dalton, it's Bryce Young. But I thought Andy Dalton might have given him a better chance to win. Bryce Young looked pretty good yesterday. 11 of 20, 102. Didn't ask him to do much. But he did throw a pick. It was very windy. Really, the story for the Panthers in this game, well, actually, it was Rico Dowdle. 130 yards rushing again. The Bills held Rico Dowdle to pretty much nothing. 25 carries, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Other teams get run on, too. Carolina now 5-4. in the NFC South. Packers come back to the pack a little bit, 5-2-1. That tie is helping them at this point. I guess you could say it's hurting them. They could be with 6 wins, but, you know, they're a half game up. The Denver Broncos, they have a good defense. So does Houston. The Texans are going to be a tough, tough defense for the Bills to go against when they play on a Thursday night in a few weeks. And the Broncos, we know they have a tough defense, and we know they get after the quarterback. And they were able to squeak out a low-scoring victory in Houston, 18-15, the final score in this one. Defensive game all around here. Oh, I'm looking at this. Can you guys help me out? Owen, did C.J. Stroud get hurt or something?
Yeah.
What happened? I didn't even know this. I'm looking at the stats. Davis Mills, 30 attempts.
Yeah, Stroud went down to slide after going for a scramble and got popped pretty good from the side and ended up getting knocked out. Had a little bit of the fencing thing that we saw with Tua. Like bad, it looked like
I did
bad
not know
concussion.
This until just now.
Yeah, yeah, it was ugly. We talked a little bit about it this morning with Jeremy and Joe. And they were talking about, like, he goes down and got hit from the side. It's an ugly-looking play, and he got
okay.
His head hits back on the turf
so
really hard.
The Bills play on November 20th. We're still 19 days away. I mean, you're probably thinking at this point, like, that's something that he'll go through concussion protocol
yeah,
by then play.
He
but
should be back, yeah. But it was a gnarly enough
I did not know this
bang
till
in the head
just
that
now.
It could, you know, feasibly keep him out.
Okay,
it's
well.
Doubtful, but.
Well. Davis Mills goes 17 of 30 for 137 after C.J. Stroud was knocked out of the game, 6 of 10, 79. Bo Nix, 18 of 37, 173 and 2 touchdowns, but they get the field goals and they win 18 to 15. Was this all field goals? Oh, no, there was a touchdown Cortland Sutton scored and R.J. Harvey scored. Okay, so, but the Texans had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 field goals. That's how they scored. Okay. Texans now 3 and 5. Broncos 7-2 atop the AFC West. Man, the freaking Falcons. 4 minutes left. They score a touchdown. Drake London on a fourth down. They're going to tie it up. They miss the extra point against the Patriots. They get the ball back. They get to midfield. Then they get stalled. They have a 4th-and-20. Patriots win 24-23 to stay atop the AFC East. Falcons 3-5. How did the Bills lose to the Falcons? Man, it's just one of those frustrating losses that seems to happen once a year. Giants, they lose after a nice opening drive. They go down the field and score. Theo Johnson from Jackson Dart. But after that, it was pretty much all Niners, 34-24 in this one. Mac Jones gets the start again. 2 touchdown passes on 235 yards passing. Jackson Dart throws a couple of touchdowns, 191 yards passing. You have to wonder about the Giants and their coaching staff and their GM and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and their future in New York. They're as competitive as they can be right now, given the circumstances, but it's not going well. 2-7. Niners 6-3. Another big upset. This one, I said it pregame. I said to Jeremy and Joe pregame yesterday, I said, this is a Mike Tomlin game. It's the kind of game where Tomlin just wins, right? He just finds his teams find a way to win these games. It's weird. The Tomlin pixie dust gets sprayed in Pittsburgh over the Colts, 27-20 in this one. Colts turned the ball over, 6 times, I think it was? 6 turnovers for the Colts. That's right. 27-20. Short fields for the Steelers. They took advantage. They got after not only Daniel Jones, but Jonathan Taylor, only 45 yards rushing. Steelers now 5-3. Colts 7-2. Still atop the AFC, but locked in right now and tied with both Denver and New England for the top seed. Chargers lose Joe Alt. We'll see what that means going forward. They had a tougher than expected game in Tennessee against the Titans. 27-20 the final score in this one. Cam Ward, 145 yards passing. Didn't throw a touchdown, but didn't turn the ball over. Justin Herbert did, but he also threw two touchdowns. 250 yards passing. And Rondae Gadsden again led the Chargers in receiving. 5 for 68. Chargers 6-3. 1 game behind the Broncos, 1 game ahead of the Chiefs. Titans 1-8. Rams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Pretty easy work, I guess you'd say, over the New Orleans Saints. 438 yards of offense at 224 against a rookie quarterback. In Tyler Shuck, Kyren Williams, 114 yards rushing, Matthew Stafford, 281 and 4 TDs passing. Shuck did throw a touchdown pass, also an interception. Rams 6-2 atop the NFC West along with Seattle. Saints 1-8. Right now have the number one pick in the draft. Jacksonville Jaguars beat the LA Raiders 30-29. How about the Raiders in overtime going for two? Pass fails, they lose. Good for them. They're trying to win the game. I don't blame them there. They had two wins on the season. Jags, though, gives them their fifth win of the year. And it was Trevor Lawrence over 220 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. Geno Smith, 284 and four touchdown passes. Seattle, late last night, was all over the Washington Commanders, 38-14. They go to 6-2 to stick with the Rams in the West. And terrible news for Jaden Daniels. Dislocates his elbow. Terrible-looking injury. His non-throwing, which is the only good news, I guess, about the injury. It wasn't his throwing arm, but it was a terrible-looking injury. And just a lost season, it seems like, for the Commanders after such a promising start to Daniels' career last year. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Arizona Cardinals visit the Dallas Cowboys. We'll come back. We'll do sit-up, stand-down, hey, buddy, and wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show in a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. All right. Got to give a nod of the cap shout out on a sit up here to what Cam Little did yesterday. Jacksonville Jaguars kicker broke the NFL field goal record with a 68-yard field goal. 68. Cam Little. Sit up on what Cam Little did yesterday. And really cool, right? I mean, that's a cool moment. That is amazing. I have not watched it. I have to go back and watch it. I haven't even seen the highlight yet. Cam Little, huge strong leg. We have seen so many of these long field goals this year. Let's sit up on Cam Little. Let's stand down on anointing the Green Bay Packers as the, like this, I don't know. It's been annoying to me all year about how the Packers are seen as this some incredible juggernaut that has this incredible roster. And yes, they got Micah Parsons. Oh my God, anybody stop him? And Jordan Love's great. Yes, they're a good team. They're a good team. They just lost to the Carolina Panthers at home 16-13. They tied the Dallas Cowboys 40-40. They lost at home to the Cleveland Browns. Yes, they've also won some games. The Steelers, the Cards, the Bengals. Not a lot of great big wins. The Steelers were a nice win. I just want to stand down a little bit on, oh my God, Packers. Like every time I turn around, it's everybody's talking about the Packers and how great they are, it seems like, on these national shows. Now, yesterday, the Panthers go to Green Bay and win. And maybe they'll win next week. Maybe the Packers will beat the Eagles. They can do it. They have a good enough team to do that. Just want to stand down on anointing them. Let's get to Hey Buddy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey Buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey Buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
All right. I'm going to make my buddy, anybody who is at KeyBank Center on Saturday night for the Sabres to beat the Washington Capitals. It was a great, great night in the arena. That's how the arena's supposed to sound. All of you who made it happen. And listen, it was Hockey Fights Cancer Night, which is always a big, big night, a great night, terrifically done by Roswell Park, the Sabres, KeyBank Center, everybody. I love it. Love being there for that night to honor and pay tribute to and help out in the fight against cancer and being one of the men at WGR with Roswell Park here. Great, great job. That was one part. Number two, Ovechkin's in town. He's going for 900. I don't even know how many people knew he's going for 900. It was an intense, intense overtime, intense shootout. And then number three, it's the Chiefs weekend, right? People are here. They're coming to town. Bills are playing the Chiefs. I loved it. That's how the arena's supposed to sound. I hope it sounds like that again tomorrow night. Sabres take on the Utah Mammoth tomorrow night. That was great. So all of you who were part of that, my wife said to me after the game, I've never heard the arena this loud because she's never been a part of playoff hockey. And that was cool. And I want to hear more of that. Have a great rest of your day. One Bills Live up next here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.